I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's officially a Broadway star and she's sparring with joy from afar. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Erica Jane and Meghan McCain now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen, joined by two guests with Moxie, but only one who played Roxy. And speaking of, my first guest worked her way from Shakers to Broadway. You can see her now on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, joining us from LA. It's Erica Jane. Hey, Erica.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. Great to see you. And my next guest always makes strong points during the Hot Topics segment on The View, but these days she's praying for strong Wi-Fi since she's co-hosting it from home. Weekdays on ABC. Say hi to Meghan McCain. Hi, Meghan.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a nice break.
Meghan, you may or may not realize Watch What Happens Live is on six nights a week. So we're going to be on Friday with Gigi and Mike from Shaw's. And yes, people at home may not realize that Meghan is pregnant. And we're so excited about
thank
that,
you.
Meghan.
How, hey, thank you.
How far along are you?
I'm like a little more than 4 months. Yeah,
that's,
it's crazy.
Awesome. We were all very excited to get your news about your pregnancy.
Thank you. I'm like just shocked. And Ben and I are excited, but I feel like, you know, there's so much going on in the world. It's hard to, you know, be like focusing on this as well, but I'm excited, you know. Well,
it's nice to have something happy to focus on. Yes. Erica, people are digging the Beverly Hills new season.
It's good, Andy.
It's really good. And we've already seen you cry twice, which is
amazing.
I mean, what's happening? What is the world ending? I don't know. Yeah. Look, I have a heart.
Well, Erica, being stuck in quarantine probably turned your closet into a pretty mess, but I want to see which of your iconic outfits rank at the top of the clothes pile. It's time for outfit for fodder. What'd you bring us to show us today?
Okay, I just want to say rest in peace, red latex from Berlin. I looked and I could not find it.
Wow.
So we'll start with this one, which is really cool. It's the costume I wore when we went to Mykonos and I performed it. So I
thought, oh, yes.
That's gorgeous. Yep.
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
Pretty. And then, of course, the Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, Coachella.
Yes!
I love it.
And then for finals, this is also, one of my favorite sit-downs, the Moschino blazer.
So good.
Love
and
that.
I got the hat somewhere, too.
That was a lot of luck.
Thank you. And then my expensive gloves from my expensive video. Oh, here's my hat. And, you know, yeah. There you go.
Oh, I love the hat. Oh, my God, I love the hat. Well, we are all keeping it extra clean these days, but Megan better not sanitize her opinions on the latest Bravo drama, because it's time to get candid with McCain round six. We've done this six times. I need your thoughts on everything going on Bravo. Megan, which newbie gave you the better first impression, Garcelle or Sutton?
Garcelle. I don't like Sutton at all. I'm sorry. I think she's mean, and I love Garcelle. I think she seems cool, and I have strong opinions. I'm not feeling Sutton. I'm sorry. Sorry.
What did you make of Rinna being a little judgy about Erica having worked at a strip club?
So I have friends who are exotic dancers. I actually did a book a while ago where I shadowed a strip club called Sapphire in Las Vegas, and they are some of the smartest. I did. They're some of the smartest. Shout out to Daisy Delfina, my friend. They're the smartest, most hardworking women. That is hard. It is hard, and I could never do it. And I just feel like, don't knock it till you've seen what those women have to do.
What did you think of Garcelle's email to her ex's colleagues? Epic or ill-advised?
I mean, I love it. I mean, it's something I'd probably do if Ben ever cheated on me. I'd probably like write an op-ed in the New York Times, so I'm not judging it.
Did you believe that Teddy said she was being honest when she said her feelings will not be hurt if the ladies don't attend her event?
She seems so pissed off. No.
Erica, no, you're like already nodding your head no at that. No.
And by the way, I hate retreats. I hate forced fun. I wouldn't go on it either. I hate things like that. And anything that's like exercise and we'll have fun at the same time, it is not my vibe at all.
On to the New York Housewives. Tell me three words to describe your first impression of Leah, the new housewife.
Okay, so I know Leah, which is so random.
You're kidding.
I know her from before. Okay, crazy story about Leah. She actually wrote this incredible op-ed for Tablet Magazine exposing anti-Semitism in the Women's March. She actually helped prep me for my segment before I interviewed the Women's March leaders and ended up exposing them for being anti-Semites. So I have a lot of respect for Leah. She's written for my husband's publication, The Federalist. She's really smart too. Like a lot of smart political housewives, you know, and I adore her and I think she's great on the show.
Wow. That's cool. That is cool. Yeah. I love to hear that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of Lou being pissed about the basement?
I didn't see anything wrong with that basement. I don't know what the problem was. It seemed lovely. She's just like drama. She hates every house she stays in.
Does Tinsley owe Dorinda more details about her life?
Yes. I feel like she's still with Scott the whole time and Bruce doesn't exist.
We haven't talked to you since the end of New Jersey. Scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you to hear that Teresa was kind of involved in that hair pull?
Just like a three.
I mean,
she's like messy. Yeah, like not as surprised at all. But I loved it. I love every second of it. And in all seriousness, the housewives are really helping me through this time. So both of you are doing such amazing work and I'm deeply grateful. And I'm watching it like I'm watching like the State of the Union. I'm like, be quiet. I need to have silence and focus on everything. And it's
really so interesting, though, Megan. I've heard from more people who either when the country's going through something or when someone is going through a terminal illness or just some horrible thing in their life, I hear from people all the time saying the drama on The Housewives makes me feel better about what I'm going through and it calms me down. Which is funny because people who don't get into the show sometimes turn it on and think, oh, they're all screaming at each other or it's petty or whatever. But there is a thing where it removes people from their day-to-day, you know, angst.
Yes, 100%.
Ladies, the viewers have a lot of burning questions for you. It's time for Megan and Erica Splain. Erica Noe T on Facebook wants to know, why do you think Sutton feels the need to make it known of what she has by talking about labels and her wealth? How did you take her critique of everybody's outfits? I mean, as a viewer, I kind of enjoyed it, but you were there.
No, I can see why the viewer enjoys it. I did too. I mean, it's funny when you watch back the show. I mean, it's funny. Why the need to constantly say the word couture? I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Did it
you
bug
already know
you?
How I feel about
did
it.
Her attitude bug you?
It just feels a little one. It's like singular, you know, not knowing who Fenty was. Fenty. It's like Rihanna. That's like pop culture. Like, that's what we're doing here. You know, not to know. I mean, I don't know. But yet, that's Dolce & Gabbana couture.
Did your comments about her, about your short shirt bug you?
No. Okay. No. I'm always going to be myself.
Megan, number one question for you. Julie from Illinois said, now that Biden is the presumptive nominee, will you be voting for him in the next election?
So I just had a really long conversation with him a few days ago, like on Saturday. And I love him dearly. And I keep telling everyone, I will promise you will know who I'm voting for, but it really shouldn't take a rocket scientist to know there's one man who has made pain in my life a living hell, and another man who has like literally shepherded me through the grief process. This really shouldn't be rocket science for people.
Wow.
But he'd be the vice presidential nominee.
I don't know who it is.
He said he was going to pick a woman. He said he was going to pick a woman. He should pick you.
Probably more like Kamala or someone like that. I have no idea, but
I'm not friends with Kamala.
I'm assuming then that your mom would be voting for him too. Would you think this would be the first Democrat that your family's voted for?
You know, it's really tough because, again, like my parents met and ended up getting married in part because of them. They were actually in Hawaii at the same time and like got drunk and drank ouzo and danced together. And like, but they're old, old friends. So, and again, like he's just been so integral in my life, especially since my dad got sick. So I'm always like my heart over my head in so many different ways. And the Trumps like are always they're always making my mom cry. And I just think politics is personal too. And I think character is really important in this moment. And someone who's going to tamp down, and I was actually talking to Eric about this, someone who can tamp down fear and anger instead of making it worse.
Erica, Larry M. said, you seem a lot more open this season. You cried twice tonight. What do you think is attributing to your newfound openness? I've wondered it too. I mean, it was really fascinating to me.
Well, I think, you know, it's a new decade, it's a new season, and, you know, I'm open. I don't know. I really don't know myself. I really don't know.
Megan, Mr. Mike like V tweeted and said, what were your thoughts on Elizabeth Hasselbeck co-hosting The View and saying we should pray the virus away?
Yeah, somebody actually sent me a screenshot of my face when she said that. I was, you know, I took this virus seriously from the very beginning, and I thought a lot of this rhetoric was really dangerous. And I think it's really, really unfortunate and dangerous that she said that. And I don't need to co-host with her again. And it's unfortunate because I've been a huge fan for a long time. And anybody who's screwing around with this virus and putting out sort of misinformation, I don't really have a lot of time for right now.
My guests seem to have their friendship written in the stars, so I want to find out if they're on their same page with a round of 1, 2, quarantine 3. I'm going to ask you both questions and count down 1, 2, quarantine 3. You respond at the same time, and we'll see how your answers compare. Okay, we're going to start with a saucy one. Which house husband would you rather, Mauricio or Harry Hamlin? 1, 2, quarantine 3.
Harry.
Okay, you match. Which would you rather be, loved or feared? 1, 2, quarantine 3.
Feared.
Would you ever use the toilet in front of a significant other? Yes or no? 1, 2, quarantine 3.
No.
Oh, wow.
Hell no.
Which Real Housewives cast would you rather be quarantined with? New York or Atlanta? 1, 2, quarantine 3.
Atlanta.
Didn't match. Okay. Which Sex and the City character are you? Carrie, Samantha, Miranda, or Charlotte? 1, 2, quarantine 3.
Samantha.
Carrie?
Okay.
I don't know. I never watched the show.
None?
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, last up. Rate Dorit's style on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. 1, 2, quarantine 3.
9, because I'm a 10.
Yeah. No. I was going to say like a 9. Yeah, she's beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, she looks great.
Very good. Well, Beverly Hills is a small circle that generates a lot of talk, which makes it similar to the Oval Office. With that in mind, it's time to play White House or Housewife. We've played this before. Erica and Megan, you will both hear a statement and you will guess if it was said by the president or a real housewife. And not to overshadow the mayor of West Hollywood, who appeared at Sutton's event tonight, but we have a major political cameo of our own here to deliver these sound bites. It's the U.S. representative for California's 15th congressional district, Eric Swalwell. Hey, Congressman.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Erica. Hey, Megan. Thanks for having me on.
Great to see you. All right, Congressman, give us our first quote.
All right, number one, we got more money, we got more brains, we got better houses, apartments, we got nicer boats.
Was it a president or a housewife, Erica?
I'm going to go with a housewife.
Megan?
Housewife? Yeah.
That was actually President Trump at a rally in North Dakota. Yes. Okay, give us another one, Congressman.
Well, a narcissistic person rarely changes. Statistically speaking.
Erica, housewife or the president?
I mean, would he be talking about himself? I don't know. I'm going to go housewife.
Megan?
Yeah, I'm going to go housewife too.
That was Tamara Judge. All right. Okay, Congressman?
She is married to a total whack job. She must have done a number on him. I don't know what she did to that guy.
Erica?
I know this one.
That's the president, man.
Megan, who do you think it is?
The president talking about Kellyanne Conway and George Conway.
Yes, and while we're on the topic, Megan, what do you think is really going on there between the two of them? Do you know?
I think it's awful, and I think that they have four kids that are going to read this crap, and I think it's awful on both their parts, and I think it's weird, and I don't care if it's their kink or whatever. I think it's horrible. Like, marriage anti-goals.
Do you think they discuss it at night? Like, what?
You have to. I'm sorry. Ben and I can't, my husband, you don't know that, Congressman. Like, we can't not talk about the news. And if you're working in the White House and somebody hates the president, like, more than anything, how can you not? So I think they're both gross. Both
okay.
of them.
Congressman, what's the next line?
Oh, wait. Can I say one more thing? Don't call me or email me, Kellyanne. I don't care. She does that every time I say something.
Oh, really?
I love you, Megan.
Not interested.
I swear to God.
Okay, Congressman, next line.
My whole life has been heat. I like heat in a certain way.
I like heat in a certain way.
It's got to be the president.
Megan?
The president, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it is the president. Okay, Congressman.
Don't throw those lies now. Wait for the courtroom.
Erica?
Housewife.
Yep.
Kenya Moore. Okay, one more, Congressman.
Pick a lane. Are you smart or are you stupid?
Okay, pick a lane. Are you smart or are you stupid? Who said it, Erica?
It sounds housewifey, but it also sounds like the president. I mean, that's for me. I don't know. It sounds like.
Okay, Megan?
Housewife?
It was Bethany Frankel. Yes.
I was gonna say it had to be somebody from New York.
By the way, before we let you go, Congressman, Megan wanted to ask you a question. What is it, Megan?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Megan. I just wanted to know, you said in the last debate against Biden that you thought he was too old, and I was just wondering if you still think that.
I think we need a seasoned hand right now. And he called me when I got out of the race. It was only a cup of coffee. You might not remember it. But he promised me that he would enable younger people to step up, and I'll take him at his word. And I think he's the seasoned hand we need.
Great. Just curious.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Stay safe.
Bye. Okay. As if we needed more proof that we're living in crazy times, tonight on Beverly Hills, we saw Erica cry twice. I want to play a quick game of what makes Erica cry. Okay, Erica, does the ending of Titanic make you cry?
No, I didn't like that movie. I'm sorry.
Does the thought of potential remotely filmed Beverly Hills reunion with no glam squad make you cry?
Yeah, that makes me irritable. Yes.
Do viral videos of puppies doing cute activities make you cry?
No, the cute activities bring me joy.
Do those videos of soldiers coming home to surprise their kids make you cry?
Yes, I'm all tears. Yes.
Do those ASPCA ads with that Sarah McLachlan does make you cry?
Yeah, in the arms of an angel, yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Erica. We needed to know, what can I say? Megan, Nicole J emailed and wants to know why you weren't a part of the interview with AOC last week on The View. Was there an issue?
No, we actually been rotating because it's hard to do four people asking at once sometimes. So we've just been rotating, and I interviewed her like a month ago because she was present in studio just recently, and we did a very long interview with her. It was like half hour. So
got it.
You know, I disagree with her, but I respect, you know, how giant her platform is and what a following she has.
Oh, Erica, Sarah V wants to know what Sutton gave you in her gift bags from her store lunch.
Oh, it was good. I mean, like a great clutch purse and like this, it was really nice. I have to say this. Yes, she has really great manners and, you know, good Southern manners. And she, those gift bags were some of the best I've ever seen. Yeah, it was nice.
Wow. Tonight's moment of mazel is also a moment of hallelujah from our friend Shangela Laquifa Wadley. Take it away, Shangie.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Watch What Happens Live family. Hallelujah. Yes, it's me, Shangela, baby, fully socially distant, lockdown and quarantine eternal over here in my hometown of Paris, Texas. I know that this is such a difficult time for everyone right now, and my heart goes out to everyone who is battling right now with COVID-19. Push through. We all have to try to do our best to make it through this and stick together, okay? We're alone, but we're still together. And I hope that you guys are using this time right now just to create. Whether it's creating moments of sanity for yourself and doing a new project, whether it's creating greater relationships with your family and your chosen family and your friends. Like, I just did my granny's makeup for the first time the other day since I'm here with her. I was like, come on, granny, we getting up in glam. Bam, she looked lovely. But also, guys, create joy in other people's lives. You know, give someone a nice text or a nice call. Even your local drag queens. Nightlife has been hit so hard by this, and there's a way we can help, and that's find them, tip them, show them love, all right? I love you guys and everybody out there on the front line. Keep your head up. I went from behind the bar to right here. Look at this. Hallelujah. Bye.
Thank you for that, and you can catch Shangela in We're Here premiering tomorrow night at 9 on HBO. I want to thank Erica and Megan for being here. Tomorrow night we have Leah McSweeney and Wendy McClendon Covey. See you later, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Okay, hey everybody, it's the after show. I've got Erica and Megan here. Erica, Kristen S. says, is the hype of the Denise situation really that bad? How would you describe it all in three words?
How about this? You wanna watch.
Oh, good. I like it. Okay, Megan, Mason G. wants to know, why is Whoopi's phone always going off while taping The View, and do you ever get annoyed by it?
Oh, my God. It's the bane of my existence. Her phone goes off. It's like a joke. It's like every – and she has a landline, and she's answered it on air before. And like,
that's amazing. Just,
everybody loves her, so they let it go. But I was like, you got to get the phone thing under control, because we'll be very serious. But like, in this pandemic, and it's like, ring, ring. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't focus on anything.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Megan, Billy M. wants to know, since conversations are always so tense on The View, do you find it more difficult sparring with Joy when you're doing it over computer screens?
No, it's actually like, I really, really miss her. And we get along really, nobody ever believes this, but we have a lot in common, and I've been calling her a lot and bitching about the administration together. And I really miss her, like the most of any of the hosts, not to play favorites, but I'm always like hanging out in her dressing room and bitching about everything. So I just really miss
her. Nice. Erica, Tyler C. wants to know if you'd ever blast an email to your husband's employer if he cheated on you, a la Garcelle.
Well, my husband is his own employer, so
right.
And he ain't reading no emails, so no. Probably blast my Instagram, but yeah.
Erica, what was your reaction? Did you find out this was trending online after the show last week. Did you know that Danielle Staub also worked at Shakers?
Yeah, I found that out. Yeah, we don't know each other through there, but I found that out, yes.
Wow.
Megan,
last question. Nicole B wants to know, if you had to quarantine with one View co-host, past or present, who would you choose? And I'll ask you the same question, Erica, about a Beverly Hills Housewife. So, Megan?
I mean, maybe Joy, just because I'm calling her the most, or Abby. I mean, I'm still very close with her, so like one of those two.
And you, Erica?
Oh, come on. You know I'm going to quarantine with Lisa Rinna. We're going to have all-night dance parties. I mean, that's, come on.
Can I just change and join that quarantine?
Yes, you can come over. It's sweatpants, and we'll dance all night. We'll have a good time.
Erica, Donna H. wants to know if your glam squad is in quarantine with you.
Not with me, no. They're in their own homes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank both of you. It's always fun having you on, and this was great. I really thank salute you. Both of your Wi-Fi signals. Mine was worse than yours, so I appreciate
we
it.
We got
so
it together over here.
Feeling better. I was so worried. I'm so glad.
Thank you. Thank
better.
You for your nice note, by the way.
Yeah,
both of you, actually. Of you
if
both
anything
were very
happens
sweet.
To either of you, I'm not going to come back, so stay safe.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, stay healthy, anymore. Okay?
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.